Yehon Dav Dalet.
Yeah, again.
So the list Gemara just again, we said first last time. So Gemara, who do Yomar Doinu Dini? Somebody always used to say, any Shaili had in business, let's go to the Dayan, let's ask him to pass on the Shaila. So the Gemara Amri, the Gemara says, Shmanin Nimi Don Kosi, that this person, his stomach comes from the Shevet Don. It says by Shevet Don, Don Yodin Amoy Ki Achat Shifta Yisrael. That the Shevet Don, they have the din to be a Dayan, to be Dayanim. So well, this person that said, always let's go to the Dayan, it's a Raya, he had the Dayanah's blood in him, that he came from the Shevet Don. Monachamai Sahudi Heavy Ko'ozul, a person who's always going, the Yomer, and he said, Ochif Yomo Asisna Birosa. That wherever I go, I want to build my palace by the shore, that I should be able to see the ships on the sea. That's what he said. He wanted to live near the sea. Tomorrow, Botku, they checked the effort of this person. The Ashkuchu, they found the Mizvulun Kosti. This person also came from the Shevet Zvulun. The Chsid, because it says by the Shevet Zvulun, Zvulun Lechayfi Yamim Yishkoin. Zvulun would live by the sea. And he'll do business, he'll sell things on the ship when the produce comes in, he'll sell it. So the right, this person came from Shevet Zvulun. So the Morana. Fahashtu the Kai Malon, to the Kule Yalmo or Urtu. He came out according to everybody. When the Mishnah says that the Chiv Vediki is or Larba also, or means nighttime. At the beginning of the night of every Pesach, that's when you have a Chiv to make Vedikas Chometz. For the Gemara Michti, let's see. Bein Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we'll soon see what he holds. Ubein la Rabbi Meir, and even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, chometz einay oser ela mishay shoy salamala. Midiraitza on erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat chometz until chatzos. It's first after the sixth hour of the day. From then on, it's also midiraitza to eat chometz even on erev Pesach. But before chatzos, midiraitza, you're allowed to eat chometz. So Machlokes will soon see Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonin gave chumras that 2 hours before that you should stop eating it. So it's a shaila, how much before they said you shouldn't do it. But according to both of them, Midirai said the Moedim, we'll see later with Darshan Apostolic Ach, that half the day is mutatit and half the day is osatit, that up until the first 6 hours of the day, Midirai said, you are allowed to eat chumras. Of a Zoyfreti Gemara, v'nivdoik v'shish. Why do we have to make the Bedika Erev Pesach by night or Labosom? Why can't you make the Bedika right before the Zman Isser? In the sixth hour, let's make the Bedika. It's right before the end of the Isser. It was saying now, till the end of the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat the Chometz Midiraisa. So we don't wait till the end of the sixth hour, nor during the sixth hour of the day, that's when there should be a Chiyuv to make a Bedika. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why do we have to make the Bedika at nighttime for? So Rashi says, "Bein the Reb Meir, bein the Reb Yehuda, the Afligah of Masnisa will have a Machlekes later. Biharchoka diavad Rabbanu liyareisa. How many hours before the end of the sixth hour, before the seventh hour, is it also mid Rabbanin? Chometz einu osim in atero bal yiro uvachile ela mishay shoyis. That means mishaovru shay shoyis. It's only also on erev Pesach after the sixth hour of the day. Kedi afin lekamon min ach cholik." We'll soon see. But our kopon midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz up until the end of the sixth hour. So the question is, does nivdoik chametz petchila sheish? Why does nirachiv just to be boidi chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour? V'koydim isur yivarenu. And you'll check out all your chametz, and you'll get it together, and before it comes the end of the sixth hour, you'll burn it. Is lomali lakdu mekuli hai? Why do we have to make a bdika so much before the night of Erev Pesach? So the kash like, if bishleime, if or would mean daytime, it's good. I could tell you daytime means the sixth hour. But now that you're saying or means the nighttime, erev Pesach by night, you have to make a bedikah. For what purpose? Why so early? So Chassam Sofer says, when the Gemara asks the kash and says, v'nivdik b'shish, on the sixth hour, it's really lav dafkum. Because the Gemara brings down, bein Rab Meir, bein Rab Yehuda, that according to them, it's osim the Rabbonin 2 hours beforehand. So how could you wait to make the bedikah first throughout the sixth hour? It's mamish also b'hanom midrabbonin, and you can't make a bittul anymore. See, so learns the Murray asked the question: the sixth hour is lav davka. It doesn't really mean the sixth hour of the day. It means a little bit before, like whatever zman midrabbonin. It's also do before that zman. But I call upon him not the night before. Why so early? For the Gemara v'chi taimim, maybe you'll answer me. There's a klal zurizin makdim lemitzvos. Anytime you go to do a mitzvah, it doesn't need to be a zaris, do it fast, as possible. So Mela, there's a mitzvah to make Bedikas Chametz, do it as early as possible, even the night time. The night of the 14th day, that's when you should do the Bedikah. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, Nivdek Mitzafra, there should only be an inyan to make Bedikah early in the morning, Erev Pesach, but not before. As any time we have an inyan of Zeriza Makdim LeMitzvahs, to be a Zara to do something fast, you only do it in the morning. You never have to do something and start doing it the night before. If you have anything to do in the daytime, the earliest even to be a Zara is he starts early in the morning. What's the Raya? The Chsiv, it says a Pasuk by Avraham Avinu, Uvayoyim HaShmini, the Pasuk says, not by Avraham, it says, Uvayoyim HaShmini Yima B'sar Olosei, that the mitzvah's Mila is on the 8th day. The 8th day, when a kid is 8 days old, on that day there's a Chiv to do Mila. For Tanya, we learned, Kol HaYoyim Kula Koshel Mila. Really, any part of the day, the 8th day you do the Mila, you're Mekayim the mitzvah Mila B'zmana. The Mila B'zman is any part of the 8th day. Elo, there's a clause says Riza Makdim LeMitzvahs, that a Zoras, somebody wants to do something fast, Zoras, he does it earlier. So he starts to do the Mila right away in the morning. He should do it right away. There's an Indian to do the Mila as soon as possible in the morning, Al Riza Makdim LeMitzvahs. Shenemar, what's the right of such an Indian to be a Zoras to do mitzvahs fast, and not to do it fast, but at least to start doing it as early as possible? What's the right of such an Indian? Shenemar, the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Avram got up early in the morning to go. So it was a tzivli Avram was supposed to go. Hashem told him go to the Akedah. So Avram didn't wait till the middle of the day to go. But Vayashkim Avram Baboiker got up early in the morning. So you see, any time there's an inyan to do a mitzvah that day, do it as early as possible. So here we see an inyan from Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs. And still we see when Avram did his Zerizahs, how early did he get up? It doesn't say he started to do it at night. He didn't leave at night. No, Vayashkim Avram Baboiki first started to leave in the morning. So you see, even out in Yafin's Rizis, to do something as early as possible, the early means in the morning, early morning start doing it. But not, you don't have to start at night time. So Al Kamal Mishnah says, the Chiyah to do the Bedikah is the night of Erev Pesach. Why so early? Why start in the night time? Strashi Nivdak Mitzafra. Tiyika HaKadamah L'Zrizim. Like, do it in the morning, and that would be enough even to Mekayim Dinyan of Zrizim. Kriyashachon Gabi Mila. Over the Zoseho de Avram, by Avram also, Shinema Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Shtoyim Temad Hanetzacham, he didn't wait till the sun rise. No, Baboiker means right away, Ulus Hashachar. When we call Makam Balaila Lehiktim, but he didn't get up early at night time. He waited till the morning. You see, early in the morning, you don't have to. So even though the Mephorsh on the Tayshi has the Kasha, like, what's the Raya of Avram? There was talking about he went on the Derech, and we know you're not supposed to travel at night time. So no, that's why he didn't travel at night time. But here now, Mishnah is not a shal of traveling. You have to do the mitzvah. Maybe as reasons you should start even at night time. So some of us want to learn true that Avram Avinu didn't have to leave his house in the morning, in the night time. But our koponim, he should have started to prepare the chamor at night time. And here it's mashmah, no, he only started to prepare the chamor even by yashkim avram aboiker in the morning, and he didn't do anything at night. You see, any time you have to do a mitzvah, it's negated to the daytime, the Indian is the reason to start doing it as fast as as early as possible, only means in the morning, not before the morning. So I call upon him, why does our Mishnah say at nighttime, even our Zerizah Makdim Mitzvahs, you shouldn't have to do it at nighttime? Yeah. After Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Bishor Shebnei Yodah Mitzuyim V'Boteim. That's one reason. Then you are supposed to make the bdikah the night of Erev Pesach, because that's the time when everybody is home. In other words, if he starts doing it in the morning, he has to make an early minyan, he has to go to this business, he has to run here. To wait till the morning, somebody sleeps too late, somebody gets up too early, you're not going to get everybody together at the same time in the morning. It's no good to ask everybody to come together in the morning. It's better at night time, that's when everybody is home. You come home, everybody's home then, that's the time to make the bdikah. But if everybody should be mishtatif, everybody would be home then to do it. And another reason is, for Or HaNer, Yofel Abdika. Also, the Mishnah says you're supposed to use an Or HaNer, still looks like a candle. And the reason why you use a candle is because with a candle, you can check out even the small cracks in the floor and the wall, places that you do put in chametz. And to use a candle by daytime won't help you too much, because at daytime the light doesn't shine. And by eye, you use the light outside the sun, but the sun won't help you for the cracks. To get inside the cracks, you're going to have to use a light. So the light is better at night time. That's in your wise door at the beginning of the night time. So Drashi V'yor HaNer Yofel Abdika Balayla. Well, candlelight, the light is much better at night time than by day. Avo Bayoy Machshich. By daytime, a candle doesn't help you. V'im taima yivdu glor hayoyim? Good, forget about the candle. Let's use the sun. Hayafin l'kamon mechipush shemetzvase b'ner. Chrisant Rashi learns the reason is you're supposed to use a ner. There's a limud, but afka to use a ner. There's also a raya that there's an inyan b'dafka to use a candle. Like we spoke out, even though today we have electricity and we have flashlights that you could use for b'dikam, but it could be there's still an inyan at least to start off with a candle, like Rashi says here. You learn out mechipush shemetzvase b'ner. You're supposed to use a ner. His other before I should learn the Indian to use an area to be able to get into the cracks. Yeah. So that's the reason why we make the bdikah at night time. Because that's the time when everybody is home, and also the Chabim wants you to use an or, to use an air, and the air is good at night, not by daytime. Now Omar Abaye, therefore Abaye says, Hilkach, now that we're coming out, the Indian to do it at night time is not Mishum Stam Zriza Mafim Lemitzvus. That's not the reason why. But the Ikat Takonah, that you're supposed to make a bdikah, the Rabbanim made the takana at what time? At the beginning of the night of Or La'Bosar. Therefore, Ha'itzumim Rabbanim, a young Talmud Chochim, Le'liftach b'idnei bi'urta d'tleitzer d'nagi A'Bosar. Le'lift means he should not open up idna in his swarm. He should not start learning. Bi'urta the night, d'tleitzer, the night of the 13th day, d'nagi A'Bosar, going into the 14th day. In other words, the night of Erev Pesach, the night of the 13th, going into the 14th day, at the beginning of the night, after Shkiyas Achama, by Pesach HaChovim, that's the Zman to make the Bdika, a Talmud Chochem should not start learning then. Why shouldn't he start learning then? Because Dilma Moshchalei Shemaitetein. Maybe while he starts to learn, it'll drag him a little bit longer, he'll be involved in the learning, and V'yosir Lemnuya Mimitzvah. And he'll come to forget to do the mitzvah at the Zman when you're supposed to. Like if would stand in Inyufin Zriza Makim Lemitzvahs, you don't have this cloud. Zara's the pshat is a nice thing to do. If you don't do it, there's nothing wrong. Like you're allowed to learn in the morning, even before you do mitzvahs. Because to do the mitzvah is only Zriza Makim Lemitzvahs. Okay, it's a nice thing, but to learn you're also allowed to do. But now that we're coming out, Inyu to make the bdik at night, it's not because the stam and Inyu of Zrizas, to do something fast, to do it early. But as Ika Takona was, the Rabbanim wanted you to make the Bdika Badafka at the beginning of the night time, therefore you're not supposed to learn even at the beginning of the night time. Today you shouldn't get yourself too much involved in learning and you forget to make the Bdika at the right time. Rashi said, Lo yiftach b'yidno, lo yatcha b'girsa. His b'yidno means, like, at the time what he's doing. The Talmud Chochem is learning. You shouldn't start b'girsa in his learnings. Im kova eis le terrible eilis. Even if he has a zman, a shir, to learn at night time, lo yaschu le sasek b'shmaitetah. He should not start learning the night time before he does the b'dika. Now, l'aloch, it's a shayla about a half an hour before. Usually you say, whenever you have a zman to do something, you have to stop a half an hour before. So it's a question if you're allowed to learn a half an hour before tzeisik chavim or not. Which some shita says it's mutter, some shita says you shouldn't. Rashi b'yotet leitza nagi arbeisa leil yitziya shloish osar, the night of the 13th day, shu kenisas arbos, that's the coming into the 14th day. Vu leil b'dikas chomets, that's the zman to make a b'dikas chomets. So now the chomem wants you to b'davka to do it at the beginning of the night time, because that's when people are motzi, everybody's around, and also the or is better at night time, that's why you're supposed to do it. We spoke about last time also the Ravid sheet there is that one of the reasons why the Mishnah says Lashon of Or La'Arbosar, why does it say the light, even though really it means the night time, is because what part of the night should you do the Bedika? At the beginning of the night when there's still some light outside. Now it's true you have to wait for Tzeisik HaChovim, but at the beginning of Tzeisik HaChovim there is still some light outside. So that's the Zman when Rabbanim wants you to make the Bedika. But don't wait till it gets very dark outside, pitch dark, it's not so good then. Do it at the beginning of the night time when there's still a little bit light outside. So the Rabbanim Badafka wants you to do the Bdika at that time. Therefore, you should not do anything else then. Don't learn then. The shaila about davening Marav, it depends. If a person always davens Marav Bizmana, he's allowed to daven Marav Bizmana, daven, and then go home to make the Bdika. But if he usually davens Marav later, he should not daven Marav, but rather make the Bdika at the beginning of Pesach Chovim, and then he'll daven Marav like he always does later. Right. Boy minei merav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. They asked the shala from Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamasker bayis lechaveroi. If somebody rents out an apartment to his friend, you own the house, you own the apartment, and you're renting out this apartment to your friend. Biarba osar. You rent it out to him on Erev Pesach. That's when you rent out your apartment to your friend. On the day of Erev Pesach. Is al mi livdik. Who has the chiv to make the bdika now? Do we say, al ha-maski livdoik, one svar is the maski, the person that owns the house, he should have the chiyuv to make the bdika to chamira didehu, because it's your chametz. Like his new person, Manashach, if he's coming in Erev Pesach, he doesn't come with any chametz. His own chametz you don't have. If you move into a house on Erev Pesach, you don't come in with chametz. So to check out the house now for the chametz is not your chametz. Whose chametz do you have to check out for? It's the owner, that he lived there before. So one svarah is, since it's his chametz, he should have to make the bdika now. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Al asoicha livdik. Why? The person that's renting right now, he should have to make the bdika. Because right now it's Erev Pesach, and he's living here now, he has to make the bdika. Why? The Yisur Rebbe Yishus Sekoi. Because right now the Yisur of the Chometz, in whose Rishus is it? It's in your Rishus. It's in your Rishus, that's the Lachon. Any Chometz that's in your Rishus, you have to get rid of. You can't have Chometz in your Rishus. So only Yishalom, maybe Goyish Chometz, maybe you're allowed to have in your Chometz, in your Rishus. But Yiddish Chometz, Poshid, you're not allowed to have in your Rishus. Frati, the famous Goyin Shita, the Gru holds that when a Yisrael owns Chometz on Pesach, the Issa, Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimot, applies to Kol Klal Yisrael. Every single Yid really has a Chiyuv to see that Chometz should not be here. Just that the person the Mamash owns in his Rishus, the Chiyuv is mutl upon him to get rid of it. But let's say he doesn't want to get rid of it, any Yid has a right to come and burn up that Chometz. Because really there's a clause to Galav, Lo Yiroh means nobody should see any Yiddish Chometz around. So we Meduik a little bit Lashon HaGemara. I do know that since the Yisur is Rishus Ekoi, since the chametz right now is in your rishus, even though it doesn't belong to you, it's somebody else's. But since it's in your rishus right now, you should have the chiyuv to bedika to get rid of it. So that's the shiloh. Who has the chiyuv bedika? Alright, that's partial. That's also part of the shiloh, right? Since the beginning, the chiyuv belonged to the maskir, right? That the night time still belongs to the owner. So since that's the chiyuv started, right? That's one swar, right? That since it started by him, he should have to continue. The other svar is no, though. Once he gave up, it's not his rishus anymore. The chiyuv bedika is only after check out your rishus. Though, like we're saying, like the gross svar is that really the lav of Bal Yiroh is upon Kol Klal Yisrael. Just the person that has in his rishus is a special chiyuv, in your rishus you get rid of it. So right now, since you came and rented this apartment now it's in your rishus. Tzchiris is kanya, you're kind of with tzchiris, you're renting it, it's in your rishus. So whoever has chometz in his rishus, he has the chiyuv. The chiyuv could change. That's good for the shiloh. Do we say the chiyuv changes, or else no? Since at the beginning it was upon the master, the owner, he owned the house at the beginning. At the beginning of the night, he had the chiyuv to do it. Even though later on he rents it to somebody else, the chiyuv does not go off him. It still remains by the first one, or else no? Since now it's in somebody else's rishus, he has to do it. So Rashi, rishus sekoi, shereyato abaye shaloi. Now that the house belongs to him, he has the chiyuv to make the bdika. That's the shailam. The more toshima, come and bring your raya. The locha amaska bayis the chaveroi. If somebody rents out his apartment to somebody else, al hasoicha lasos le mezuzah. The person that rents, that's going to live there now, he has to make the mezuzah. So the havamina by says that when you rent, the person that's living there, he has to take care of the mitzvahs. It's upon him to do the mitzvahs. So mezuzah is a mitzvah. The seichah, the person living there, it's in your rishus. You have to put up the mezuzah. Here also, there's a chiyuv to do a bedika on the chometz. Since the chometz is in your rishus, the chiyuv is upon you. You have to make the bedika. So drashi latzos le'mezuzah, alma midi de mitzvah le'ramya. Anything that's totally in the mitzvah, the person that's in the rishus. If you're renting now, it's in your rishus. You have the chiyuv to make the bedika, just like you have the chiyuv to put up the mezuzah. Hefti Gemara, no, there's no raya. Hosam Hefti Gemara by mezuzah is different. Hosam Omer Rav Meshashia mezuzah choyves hadari. There's a special svarim that mezuzah is a choyva upon the person that's living in the house. That's why he has to put the mezuzah. In other words, if you just own a house, you have no chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. You have to live there. It's not enough you own the house. The choyva is upon the person that lives there. So Pshita, who's living here right now, the circle, the person that's renting it, therefore he has to make the mezuzah. Also, another svar Rashi says is that the ikki yisoid of a mezuzah, it's a shmira. It watches you. So who has to be watched now? The person that's living there. If you're the seichah, you're renting, you're living there, you need the shmira. So mainly you need the mezuzah. The bailam, the owner that's not living there, he doesn't need the shmira. So therefore here, by mezuzah, it's a special svaram that the choyves hadar, the person that's living there, he is the one to do it.
The Tosfos says also, V'dochi di mezuzah chayv d'dar v'kleima, afil lo yhoya maskiro, ho yochli poti mi mezuzah shlo hoya dar, m'shtamash v'vayis.
Even if he didn't rent out your house, just the fact if the owner does not live in his house anymore, there's no chiyuv to put a mezuzah. If you own a house and you don't live in the house, there's no chiyuv to put the mezuzah up. So you can't be mechayiv the maskir, the owner, to put a mezuzah up, because it's not worse even if I didn't rent it to somebody. Stam, nobody's living in the house. If nobody's living in the house, you have no chiyuv mezuzah. The chiyuv mezuzah only comes because you're living there. So who is living here right now? The seichel is living here right now. So pshita, he has to do it. Mashen came by b'dikas chametz. Here we have the svar before. No, that since the svaras are two svaras. Since at the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach, who owned this house? The owner owned the house, so the chiyuv was already chal upon him to make the bdika. Maybe he has to make the bdika even later on in the daytime. Even though right now he rented out to somebody else, he should still have to make the bdika. So Mela, that's why we still have a shalom now. Maybe by schiras, by chometz, once the chiyuv started by you, it stays by you. But by mezuzah, it's not the pshat, the mezuzah started by you, it stays by you. As soon as you don't live in the house, there's no more chiyuv mezuzah. So mezuzah pshit, whoever's living there now, he has to put up a mezuzah. Mashenke, by chometz is a shaila. Since the chometz belongs to the owner, and at the beginning of the night of Arba Osom, you were living there also, so the chiyuv was chal upon you, maybe the chiyuv still stays by you. Or else no, maybe since the B'dikas Chometz now is telling the person that's living there, so Mela, we should say, you have to do it, Soichu has to do it. So Mela, there wouldn't be a good Raya. So the way the Gra learned is always everybody has the Chiyuv, but there's a special Chiyuv upon somebody. It wouldn't possibly be both of them. One of the two has a special Chiyuv. So Mazel Sopik, which one has it? Rashi, the Shver Rashi, we'll see Rashi a little bit here. Rashi says, Choy v'sadar, that Rashi, l'fi shim sham rosoi. Because a mezuzah watches you. It calls the man, you're going in and going out of the apartment. That's the svar, you should have to have a mezuzah. Because you want the mezuzah to watch you. So pshita, if you're renting, the renter has to put up the mezuzah and not the owner. Aval hochazok rashi, bedikas chometz d'rabonin. Bedikas chometz is only midrabonin. This is a bit of shver, not like Rashi said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rashi said, "Bedikas chometz is shelo yavrol of a bayiro bayimotzi. He should not be over the lava bayiro bayimotzi." We spoke out the Ran Lerm Shan Rashi that you could be mekayim the mitzvah sefti of tashbisum by bedika. If you check out to make sure you have no chometz in the house, that's also a keem of getting rid of your chometz. That it could be it's a you mekayim the mitzvah deraisum. But here's Rashi saying not like that. The Chur Rashi saying that bedikas chometz only with the rabbanon. So you have to get rid of it anyway. So Drashi, the Gemara Named Beis will soon see says that midiraisa, if you mavatu your chometz, that's enough. What does bittul mean? Rashi learns, you like take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about this chometz. Or mishavale kafro, and in your mind the bittul means you make it like afro. You make it like dirt, like it's not worth anything to you. This is Rashi Shita. Tosfos learns will soon see on the base that bitlus mitam hefker. Your mafkud, you take it out of your rishus. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that bitl is not hefker. No, bitl means you're mesiach daiti minei. You take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about the chometz anymore. Or meshav le kafra. It's a chiddush. That in your mind, you make as if this chometz now is dirt. It's not value. It doesn't mean anything to you. It has a din like it's offer. It's mamish like you, makayin de mitzvah tashmisu, you got rid of it. So therefore Rashi is saying, midiraisa to get rid of the chometz, all you have to do is just a bittul. Now the bdika, what do we have to check for the chometz? That's only midirabonin. Rabbonin who now the yatzrich bdika. It's only midirabonin you have to have the chiyah bdika. Vashtik, yagav them biboylon, terech zel mimutul. The shalof is tam a tircha to make the bdika. So that's our svar here. Who was Rabbonin matul this tircha on? Was it upon the owner of the chometz? The answer is no, since you're not living here anymore, somebody else is living here right now, he has to make the bedika. That's the Gemara Shaila. But there will be a lot of Shailas in and Tzurik and Claire, a lot here. We'll go back there. Daf Yeg must have here. The Chur, I mean, the Kaib Shurim, the Chon of Asim, once said, the Chur, there should be totally in the Machlekes. The first Machlekes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the reason why you make a bedika is not to be over by your own by Yimotzei. So the Chur, that's the owner of the Chometz. He's the one that's going to be over by your own by Yimotzei. So he's the one that should have to make the bedika. Tosfos learns though, why do we have to make a bedika? Tosfos says, midiraisa, there's no shalom by your own by Yimotzei. Because since you're mavato the chometz, you're not over by your own by Yimotzei. Why do we have to make a bedika? Shalei lechel, you shouldn't come teet it. That's why the Rabbanan said to make a bedika.
So if we're worried about you shouldn't come to eat it, who's going to eat the chametz? The person that's living there. The Bailam that owns the chametz, he doesn't live here right now. He's not going to come to eat it. So Chura, this Shaila should be telling him that Shaila. Then you say the B'dikr is that you should not come to eat the chametz in the middle of Pesach. So then that's the Svara, the Seicha should have to do it. The one that's living there right now. Or do you say the reason we have to make a B'dikr is that you should not be over by Yiro, by Yimotzei. And the Chura, who's over by Yiro, by Yimotzei? The owner of the chametz. Since here it's the original Bailam, he owns it, that should be the Shaila. I declare back in Tzvarog. So with the groin, it's Mirshavar. That's the Gemara Shaila. Right, the Toshima, come on, bring it right now. Toshima. Hamaski Bayas the Chaveroi. If some. Omalu Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said like this. Tanino, we learned in the Braisa. If somebody rents out your apartment to your friend, you rent out your apartment. You own the house, you're renting it out now. If you didn't hand over the keys yet, it became the night of our boss's man b'dikas chametz ala maske livdik. In other words, you go boss who lemaisa has the right to use this apartment by the time b'dikas should be chal. At the night or Lar Bosser, the night of Erev Pesach, when the Bdik is Chal, who has the keys, the right to go into the apartment? If the owner still has the keys, so the Chiv is upon him, and the Chiv remains by him. But if he already handed over the keys to the Seicha, the one that's renting it right now, that person has the keys, by the beginning of Oral Lar Bosser, when the Bdik should be Chal, is Allah Seicha Livdik. So it's a clear upraisam. That it's totally who has the right to use the apartment, Leil Arboso. Who has the keys to use the apartment? Now, so Machlokes Rishonim, is it enough just to have the keys, or do you have to have a kinyan also? The Mechaba brings down two things. First, the Seicha, the renter, has to make a kinyan. Either he gave money, or else he made a kinyan schiris, he was mishtamish with the house. And even after the Seicha has a kinyan, mishtamshus, still he has to have the key. You need like two things. Osma Forshan learned known, like Rashi's Mashma, Mesiris Mefteach, just giving over the keys at Rashi, who kinyan aschiris? That alone is a kinyan aschiris. That the owner gives you over the keys, you have the right to use the house right now, that's considered a kinyan aschiris, and now you're like the owner of this apartment right now. So everything is totally, who has the right to use the apartment by Leil Arboser? At the beginning of the Zman B'dikas Chometz, who has the right to use it? That's the halacha. If the owner still has the keys, he has the chiyuv. Even if he rents it later at the night time or in the next day Erev Pesach, it's upon him, the chiyuv, to make the bedikah. But if he gave over the keys before, then we say it's upon the seicher to do the bedikah. Tomorrow another shaila. Boyim name Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamaske bayis lechaveroi bar boser. If somebody rents an apartment on the daytime of Erev Pesach. Yeah? So we know Klaw, the Chiv is upon who? Upon the Maskir. The Bailam was supposed to make the Bdika at the night time. If the Shaldo, Cheskosai Bodik, or Yen Cheskosai Bodik. When you rent it now, when you get the keys for a Erev Pesach, do you have a right to Nemon that the Bailam Zicha made the Bdika, and I don't have to make another Bdika? That's the question. Do you have a right to Nemon he made the Bdika or not? Fred Gemarla, mine asked me, what are you asking me questions for? Lishayla, ask the person. The person's there. He gave you the keys an hour ago. Go to him. Or Bishati gives you the keys in Erev Pesach. When the Bailam is giving you the right to use the apartment, ask him, did you make the Bdika last night or not? And the Gemara de Leisei, in such a case where he's not around, he left the keys in the mailbox, and he went out of town already, you can't get in touch with him right now. So Shalom, now it's Erev Pesach, you have the keys, you're going into your apartment. Do you have a right to Nemon that the Bailam did his din, he made the Bdika last night the way he was supposed to? Or else no, maybe you have to be choshes, he didn't make the Bdika, and you should have to do it. So of course, the Madna Shalom, why should we Nemon he didn't do it? Like even an Amoritz, it's only by Truma, by Maisus to say the Choshed, of Hefzid, maybe they'll lose money, they won't take off Maisus. But the Churas Tamazoi, everybody does mitzvahs B'dikas Chametz. Why should you say the person didn't do it? So what Achsam Soiv says, you have to say the Shaila is, because it's a hard thing to do. Like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, it's a hard thing to do B'dikas Chametz. So even though normal people with Stam wouldn't do mitzvahs, but this is a hard one to do, so yeah, maybe let's be Choshed, maybe the person to Bailim did not do the B'dikah. Like maybe you have to know 100% he did it. But if you don't know he did it, you have to be choshish, maybe he didn't do it or not. That's the shailam. So you have to be choshish, he didn't or not. So tomorrow, lishal delay se lahai delishalui. The person is not here to ask him anymore. Is latruch lahai mai. So we tell this person right now,